The starting lineups for the Oakland Patriots, first of all, Ellen Riggins will be number 22, 5'10 senior forward. Number 10 is Emily Eubank, 5'9 junior guard wearing number 10. Number 21, Sylvia Barnes, a 5'3 senior guard. Kaylin Oliver, a 5'8 junior forward, number 23. And Shelby Gibson, a 6'2 freshman center, scored 19 or 20 points last night. I can't remember, but I think it was around 20. Number 42, Shelby Gibson in last night's game, a real weapon underneath for the Lady Patriots. For the Lady Blaze tonight, it's Crystal Dangerfield, number 32. Amanda Pollock, number 14, a 5'4 senior guard. Micah Norris, number 11. She's a 5'10 junior forward. Alex Johnson, number 34, 6-foot sophomore center. And number 42 is Jazz Bond, a 6'3 freshman forward. So we're about ready to get underway with this one. Blackman will be the home team, according to the scoreboard and their uniforms tonight. They're wearing white with blue and orange trim, and Oakland in the blue uniforms with the red and white trim. The Patriots are coming into this game. Currently in this one, they are going to be 23-4 coming in. Blackman, 23-2.
Gibson had 19 last night.
Thank you. I knew it was close. Something around that point. Thank you, Brian. Brian is out of his peanut coma, and we're ready to go. He's got some sandwiches up here, and I gave him a piece of pizza. New life. Revived.
I'm ready to tank up for the second half. By the way, if you are wondering where the Lady Raiders are, you can listen to them now at 89.5 WMOT. Lady Raiders in Arkansas, Little Rock. And the last score we had out of that contest, by the way, was MTSU 22, UALR 17, and halftime. MTSU 22, UALR 17 at the half, John.
Well, if I wanted to sit around and wait for the tape delay, you've messed me up now. Jazz Bond gets the tip for Blackman, and here come the Blaze. Across the timeline is Crystal Dangerfield. Oakland starts out in man-to-man. And they try to feed it down low to Johnson. It's tipped away by Gibson, but Johnson comes up with it. Over to Dangerfield. Long three to start the game. It's no good. Rebound, Gibson coming down for Oakland. Here come the Lady Pats. In the right side, it goes to Oliver, back to Eubank. Top of the key, now to Barnes to the left side. Takes a couple of dribbles, gives it to Eubank, back to Oliver. Blackman playing that tight man-to-man, as they always do, coached by Chad Hibden, Jennifer Grandstaff, the head coach of the Lady Pats. Oakland, Eubank to Barnes, being very patient right now on offense. Oliver, bounce pass inside to Riggins, tries to go up. Norris smacks it away and out of play. It'll belong to Oakland. That's a good matchup there. Micah Norris with those long reach of hers against Ellen Riggins, one of the top scorers for Oakland. Jazz Bond guarding Eubank as she throws it in, gives it over to Oliver. Eubank has it, top of the key, spins, gives it to Oliver, almost thrown away. Now back to Riggins, between the circles to Barnes. Passing about front to Oliver. Here's Riggins. Oh, he drives baseline, got by Norris, and she's going to go up and going to be fouled. I think Johnson got her. Nice move by Ellen Riggins as she goes to the free throw line to shoot two. And it is Johnson who picks up the foul. Going to the fans' heating and air free throw line is Ellen Riggins tonight. First one is up, and it is good. Riggins with her first point, and Oakland on the board, and they take the lead, 1-0 early in the first quarter. Second one up, and it is also good. 2-0 Oakland. Oakland showing some pressure now in the backcourt. Pollock looks, gives back to Bond, over to Norris. Gibson on her. Now to Dangerfield. Norris runs, stops, top of the key, shoots, misses. Rebound, Gibson. Another rebound for Shelby Gibson, who had a ton of them last night against Laverne. And Eubank in some trouble, trying to find some help. And they've got a timeout, and a good call there by Jennifer Grandstaff to keep from having a violation. Chance for us, a good chance for us to talk about our good friends Stan Vaught and Bobby Bug at Bob Parks Realty.
Well, the Bob Parks auction team up, Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell your property. Recognized as a leader in the industry, you can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. Our coverage here of State Farm 7AAA basketball tournament action brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, just off Sam Ridley Parkway, 721 President's Place. get to a better state with State Farm agent Monty King, 220-2210.
Darius Thompson over here to do color for us in this game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's stepping in, so move it, buddy. Here's Eubank over in the corner to Riggins. She's open. Misses the shot. Rebound. Coming down with it, Dangerfield, and she's wanting to run. Burst out of there. Gives a great feed into Norris. Layup good. Nice feed from Dangerfield to Norris. 2-2 our score. Pressure now by Blackman. This is a big test for Oakland, handling the Blackman pressure. Barnes works it, tries to get through two, and now a foul going to be called. I think Pollock reached in there. And that's who they call the foul on, Amanda Pollock. Barnes will throw it in for Oakland. 2-2 our score. It's 5:59 to go in the first quarter. This is game three of a four-game set tonight. Lobbed into Riggins at the foul line. Now over to Barnes in the corner. Gives it to Riggins. Makes a move. Almost double dribbled. Now back to Riggins at the foul line. Takes a little jumper from about 15. No good. Gibson in for a rebound. And the foul is on Gibson. Reaching over a little bit. Shelby Gibson's first. We're still all knotted at two early here in the game. Blackman boys a winner tonight over Oakland in the game we just broadcast here on WGNS. Dangerfield, give and go, shoots it, scores. From about 18, Crystal Dangerfield. And it's 4-2 Blackman. Eubank gives it over to Barnes, lobs it into Riggins. Riggins up against the glass, good. Nice move from Riggins. She has four, and we're knotted up at four again. Dangerfield, Pollock, long three, no good. Rebound, tipped around, and Johnson comes away with it. That's quite a battle going on right there between Johnson and Gibson. Miller, who just checked in, comes in and retrieves that basketball. She's in for Bond. Morgan Miller, a senior, and 6 foot. Here's a long jumper that's no good by Dangerfield this time. Reaching over the back, and Gibson saves it, and Oakland has it. They give it to Riggins, out to Barnes. Two on two. Barnes holds it back up. Boy, she almost slipped and fell. Here's Eubank, going to go baseline, has some trouble, and they're going to say she travels. So turnover for the Oakland Patriots, and that is the first one on the Patriots. So Miller to throw it in for Blackman. Smyrna lost to Riverdale in the opener, 74-59, and Blackman just knocked off the Oakland Patriots in the second game. Here's Norris. Pollock. They leave her open. She guns it, and she scores. First bank three for Amanda Pollock. 7-4, Blackman to Gibson. At the high post, now down to Riggins. Going to go baseline, go up. Ball's slapped away. Johnson comes away with it. Out in the hands of Dangerfield. Dangerfield, great stutter step. Jumper, no good. A foul called. Offensive foul. So Oakland gets the ball back. And the foul on Morgan Miller for Blackman.
Well, it's kind of lived up to what is said it's supposed to be here, John. A pretty close game, kind of back and forth. I don't know that either team's really found their mojo yet, though.
I think you're right. Riggins driving baseline on Dangerfield. Over to Eubank. Norris all over her. Oliver drives baseline. It's blocked by Miller. Picked up Dangerfield. Nothing going inside very well for Oakland right now. Miller, the high post, or make that the top of the key. Over to Pollock, left side. Wings it around to Dangerfield. Gets a pick from Miller. Now back, left side. Pollock going to try it again. This time it's short. And it'll be Oakland's basketball. Checking in will be Angel Allen for the Blaze. Number 20, 5-foot sophomore. No changes for Oakland as of yet. Barnes working against Allen. Brings it across the timeline. Now to the left side to Oliver. Back out to Barnes. Oakland working in front of the Blackman bench. Bounces inside to Gibson. She goes up and going to draw a foul underneath. Double teamed her as she got the ball this time. But a foul called on Morgan Miller. That's her second.
Well, we've definitely seen Oakland's strategy here, John. They want to try to get it inside, and it hasn't worked so far, but the last couple of trips, they have been at least able to get it in, and now some free throw attempts, but it has not been a great tournament. The last game was not too bad, free throw shooting. Oakland boys 100%, yeah. and Blackman like 87.
Yeah.
But the rest of the tournament has not been great free throw shooting.
Gibson eyes it, and it's up and no good. Lane violation here, so Shelby Gibson's going to get another opportunity. Man, that you hate that, don't you, when you're a coach?
If you're Blackman, you hate it. If Oakland, you relish in that opportunity because you just missed both of them. Chance here to at least erase one of them.
Gibson, normally a pretty good free throw shooter, misses all three, goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Blackman. Bond back in, Miller coming out with those two fouls. 7-4, Oakland trails Blackman by three. Bond back out now to Allen. Gotta get it across. Oakland playing some pretty good defense. It's tipped, but right into the hands of Allen. Norris, jumper from 12. It's good. Micah Norris nails one from outside. She has four. And the lead now 9-4. 2:13 to go in the quarter. Riggins inside Gibson. They are going to go inside, and that was a pretty play. They went high-low, and Gibson, recipient of her first basket. And now a collision at the half-court line. And it's on Oliver, her first. Second team foul on Oakland. Oliver going to come out, and Kira House, who provided a spark last night, is in the game. Norris throws it into Dangerfield. 9-6 our score. 1:59 to go in the first quarter. Here's Allen. Hands it off to Dangerfield in the corner. She pops, and she scores. A three for Dangerfield. When she decides, you just never know. She just takes it, and she's so quick releasing it. First bank three for Dangerfield, and the lead now up to six.
She almost lulls you to sleep on defense, and then she just pops it.
She dribbles in, then she backs it up and shoots one. Riggins picks a double team, gives it over to House, going to drive all the way in, partially blocked, I believe, by Jazz Bond. Dangerfield throws it to Norris, into Allen. Not really a good place for her to shoot. She misses the shot. She thinks she's behind the backboard, actually, when she got that pass. Now Riggins almost lost it to Eubank. Gives it to Eubank, finally gets it. Here's a drive. It's layup is good. They're going to count it, I believe, and a foul.
They are indeed going to count that Emily Eubank basket.
Foul on Allen. And that was a big basket for Oakland. Her first of the night, and she'll go to the free throw line. Chance for a three-point play. Going to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. You know, Fans Heating and Air has been providing unparalleled products, services, and support since 1966. 893-7930. Emily eyes it, puts it up, and it's good. She has 3 points. And it's 12-9, Blackman. Bond to throw it in. Pressure by Oakland here. Ansley Eubank is in the ball game. Just checked in. Bond over to Kennedy, who checked in for Blackman.
It's not going well for Blackman.
No, and I think Chad Hipton sees it. Going to call a timeout. 30 seconds. 12-9, Blackman. Brian, got a word from Stan Vaught and Bobby Bug.
Well, when you need immediate results, there is absolutely no better way to sell your property than with the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction with Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. 896-4600, online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold. Our coverage of State Farm 7AAA basketball tournament action brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, TOA, Winners Trophies, Last Cass's Feed Supply, Prentice Also Heating and Air, State Farm Agent Monty King, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. Be sure to check out GoPrimetimeSports.com for Intersource Tournament Central. We've got all of the tournament brackets there, scores from the 9A and the 7AAA tournament. We'll have region tournament stuff there for you as well, so check it out. We'll keep it updated on GoPrimetimeSports.com.
Flagman has the basketball. Allen and James Dangerfield playing a little toss. Now double team, pressure. Johnson gets it at the high post. Throws it away. She's on the floor. Gets it to House for Oakland. Oakland, House trying to drive and is knocked away, and Dangerfield comes up with it. Dangerfield streaking down the floor. Great pass to Bond. About 12 feet away, misses the shot. Kaitlin King, who checked in, is in for the rebound. King, Eubank, Angela Eubank, House, and Riggins in for Oakland. 12-9 the score, 9 seconds to go. Oakland looking for that last shot. House doesn't take it. Riggins will. In and out. Rebound Johnson. Dangerfield is going to let the time expire as we end the quarter with the score. The Blackman Lady Blaze 12, the Oakland Patriots 9, and you're listening to State Farm 7AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Come go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos, Tuesdays are tacos, and Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at Okay, Jose.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine in the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
Okay, Jose.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
This second quarter brought to you by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700.
Second quarter starts with an Oakland turnover. Micah Norris has it, gives it to Bond at the foul line. In some traffic. Boy, the defense is just swarming, both teams. And Blackman sets it back up, Dangerfield. Over to Norris. Back to Dangerfield for three. Off the rim, no good. A big rebound there by Emily Eubank. Looking for help, gives it to House. She's going to throw the ball wildly into the Blackman bench. And a turnover, Oakland. That's number five for the Patriots.
Blackman's only turned it over one time, so that is one of those stats we'll have to keep an eye on. Turnovers will be huge.
Barnes comes in for House. Chad Hibden giving some instructions to Crystal Dangerfield as she slowly brings it across the timeline and into the front court. And feed into Johnson at the post. Now over to Johnson, Pollock in the corner. Over to Bond, spreading it out. The floor is Blackman. Norris, cross-court pass to Bond, has problems. Now Pollock, and they're going to call a foul on Barnes. It kicked off of Pollock's shoes, but not before the foul.
If you want to hear the second half of the Lady Raider game, tune in now to 89.5 WMOT. They're playing at Arkansas Little Rock. Lady Raiders leading going into the second half. We'll also have the tape delay broadcast if you want to stay with us and hear how the Lady Raider game went. Keep it right here.
Blackman's ball, they lead it 12-9. 6:55 to go here in the first, in the second quarter, that is. Dangerfield has it right side. Over to Micah Norris. Norris looks for help, bounces it over to Pollock. Now cross court to Bond. She takes one from about 13 feet, no good. Oliver clears the boards. And here comes Barnes sweeping it out to Riggins quickly in the lane. Layup good. That's good ball movement by Oakland. 12-11. Blackman inside Johnson, and they answer with a feed, but the shot missed by Johnson. How did that not go in? Eubank over to Oliver. Oliver coming across the timeline, now stops, drives, Gave a little quick move there and scores. Close to a walk, maybe, but maybe not.
Oakland took a lead by one.
Dangerfield with a long three. It's no good. Coming down with a rebound. The loose ball is Eubank. She's going to drive. She finds Oliver down low. Flips it to Riggins at the foul line. Stops, turns, shoots. No good. Rebound Dangerfield for Blackman.
Ooh.
Action fast and furious.
Getting Oakland, a little quick here, isn't it?
Oakland leads 13-12. Jazz Bond has it. Left side to Pollock. Takes a couple of dribbles. Directs Bonds over to the foul line. And here's Johnson left open from a jumper from the corner. Pollock with a rebound. She misses the shot. Out of bounds. It'll be Blackman's ball. I don't know what the shooting stats are, but Blackman's, I think, has dropped here in the last minute or two. Morgan Miller coming in now for Jazz Bond. Dangerfield will throw it in underneath their own basket. Lobs it over to Miller. Riggins picks her up to Dangerfield. Sets a screen by Pollock. Eubank picks Dangerfield up, and now a bumping foul on Eubank. That is the third team foul on Oakland. And that is Emily's first. Crystal Dangerfield throws it in to Norris. Micah to Miller. Miller drives, feeds it down low to Johnson. Now dips it out to Norris, who misses the jump shot. Barnes down with a rebound for Oakland. Oakland with the lead in the ball. Oliver has it. Finds Riggins, going to drive, put it up, too strong, and now Gibson's going to be called for over-the-back foul. And that is two on her.
John Blackman hasn't scored this quarter, and they've missed seven shots in a row. And at the end of the first half, they've missed nine in a row after a pretty warm start. So they have struggled from the field lately.
Oakland with a one-point lead. They lead it 13-12 with 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Here's Pollock, left side to Miller. They feed Johnson. She's wide open. Little jumper, won't go. Rebound, Riggins. And it went off of Blackman, and they're saying, I don't know. I don't think the Blaze would agree with that. Nonetheless, it's Oakland's basketball. Barnes will throw it in. Full court pressure by the Blaze. Eubank has it. Back to Barnes. To Oliver, to King. King just kind of stands there and waits for somebody to come to her, and there they finally do with Barnes. Eubank, top of the key to Barnes, now to Oliver. Inside to Riggins. Riggins trying to work on Johnson and lobs it back out to Barnes. Left side, Oliver, inside to King. King wants to go inside, does. Doesn't get the shot. Riggins with the tip, no good. Norris comes down with it for Blackman. Norris drives, goes all the way in, layup missed, rebound Johnson, it goes in and out. Wow, there's a lid on the basket on the Blackman end. And it's half shut for Oakland. Oliver throws it away off of King's hands.
Six turnovers for Oakland. Blackman's missed their last 10. They've missed, they're 0 for 10 in this quarter.
Kira House coming in, and Jennifer Grandstaff deciding to go with a small lineup right now.
Oakland took a lead, John, and it's been a one-point lead, but they haven't been able to extend it with Blackman in this severe drought that they're in. So don't know if that plays to Blackman's favor or not. They'll come out of it at some point.
Here's Allen to Dangerfield to Johnson. Low post, misses the shot. Riggins did a good job defensively there on her. Eubank cross the timeline, driving, bounces it, and intercepted by Allen. She anticipated that pass and comes up with it. Allen to Dangerfield. Dangerfield, jumper, in and out. Rebound, House up high with it for the rebound. Barnes to Eubank. 3:14 to go in the half, 13-12 Oakland, and they have the ball. But we've been at 13-12 for several minutes.
Well, Blackman's been at 12 since late in the first quarter.
Here's House. Looking inside, now gives it to Riggins at the foul line. Jumper, in and out. Rebound, Morgan Miller.
Well, nothing's falling, John.
Here's Dangerfield, and they're getting pretty good looks. And now Barnes going to run into Dangerfield. Are they going to call the basket good?
They shouldn't, because I heard the whistle, then the shot. I don't think they are.
No. Jazz Bond coming back in. Kennedy Killings in. Ansley Eubank coming in for Riggins. Boy, it's a really small lineup in here now for Oakland. And Bond is probably the biggest girl on the floor. Micah Norris, too. But Oliver is in still for Oakland. Bond gives it over to Dangerfield, picked up by Ansley Eubank.
Maybe trying a little quicker lineup to see if that helps.
Somebody can score. And now a holding foul. I think Ansley's in there for some jump shooting here.
Well, if you're Jazz Bond right now, you have to kind of be salivating. You know, and I know Johnson would love to be back in there, but she's not. So I think Jennifer Grandstaff used that opportunity to take her bigs out for just a breather because Eubank, or make that Riggins, is coming right back
in.
Yeah,
she's already ready to come in. Here's the free throw by Killings, and it's good. So that breaks the drought, nonetheless, at the free throw line. It's Killings, Allen, Norris, Bond, and Dangerfield in for Blackman. Free throw, second one, rolls and rolls and misses. Allen down with the rebound. Now coming up with it, though, is House. She took that ball away from her. Eubank going to drive, gives it out to House. Stops, drives, now goes in the lane, misses the shot. Rebound picked up by Killings.
Oakland's missed their last four from the field as well.
Dangerfield across the timeline into the front court. Little stutter step, now banks it off the glass, misses the 15-footer, and down with the rebound is House again. Emily Eubank needing some help. They find some help in Oliver. Oliver drives, going to go up with the left hand, and it's no good. Rebound, Killings. Somebody's going to have to get a basket here in a minute. Somebody. Norris turns, scoop shot, no good. Rebound, Riggins was back in.
Bound to break for somebody, I don't know who.
13-13. The score has changed at least. Riggins down low, layup good. Ellen Riggins with eight. She's had a good first half, folks. 1:43 to go. Pollock and Johnson getting ready to check back in.
If you're Blackman and you've missed 14 shots in a row to trail by only two and have just tied it, you've got to consider yourself very lucky.
Here's Bond out to Allen. There's a double team and now a foul on Emily Eubank. That will be Emily's second.
14 field goals in this quarter. They've missed 16 in a row, dating back to late in the first quarter.
John Diggins, Brian Barrett with District 7 AAA Tournament Action. And if you'd like to listen to the Blue Raiders, you can listen to, Brian?
89.5, that's WMOT on FM, 89.5. We will have the rebroadcast of the games after we're done with our district tournament coverage.
Free throw is good by Allen. Well, she'll get another one from the fans' heating and air free throw line.
It's been the only thing that's kept them in the game, and Oakland has not taken advantage of this scoring drought because they've had one of their own, and that and the turnovers that they've had.
Second free throw is up, and it rolls good. So Allen with 2 points, and we're all knotted up at 15. A minute 29 to go in the half.
Very uncharacteristic for these two teams, as potent offensively as they are and can be, to only have 15 points.
Here's House. Well, let's give a little credit to the defense, too. They're both very good defensive teams. Eubank having trouble. House going to try to get it across the timeline and does, barely. House stops. Now gives it to Riggins. Over to Eubank. Open for three. It's too strong. Rebound, Bond. Jazz Bond. Gives it out to Norris. Long pass to Johnson. Moving and working on Eubank. And now that's going to be a third foul on Emily Eubank.
Well, we saw foul trouble, how it affected the Oakland boys, and now Oakland girls having to go through a little bit of it now.
1:04 to go in the second quarter. And the third foul on Eubank. Free throw is up, and it's no good. Coming in is Allen for Bond. Emily Eubank goes out. Sylvia Barnes comes out. Well, that hurts Oakland is the press, because Emily does a good job getting it up down the floor. Second free throw, in and out. Rebound, Riggins, and Norris is all over her back.
Riggins had such good position there on that rebound. No way you were going to rip that from her hands.
Norris, first foul. Here's Oakland with the ball. Full court pressure, Blackman. House gives it over to Eubank. Ansley, the younger Eubank, is in. Over to Riggins. Gibson sitting on the bench with two fouls, too, for Oakland. Eubank working on Allen. Now off to Riggins at the high post. Drive, dishes down low. Oliver misses the layup. Fight for the ball. Johnson comes away with it. Over to Allen. Allen may wait to see if everybody else gets down there, and she does, and they say she walked. She was a little off balance when she stopped. And a turnover for Blackman. That is turnover number three. I don't know if I need to tell you again, but the score is 15-15. 30 seconds to go in the half. That's right, just 15 points apiece for each team. And a reaching in foul, and that was a tough foul because that's her second on Micah Norris.
Well, she was just trying to tip it away. Whenever you reach in, you always run the risk, John, and coaches will tell you that, and that's what happened to Micah, and I think she's going to come out to keep her from picking up a quick third foul.
15-15 our score with 24 seconds to go in the half. At the Fans Heating and Air free throw line is Sylvia Barnes. Free throw rolls in and out. Johnson down with a rebound. Allen gets the call from Chad Hibden to make that danger field. She comes across the timeline. 14 seconds to go. 13. Trying to bounce it off of Eubank. And it does not work. And it's going to be Oakland's ball.
Well, she tried to throw it off of Eubank and out of bounds, and it hit her.
Well, I don't know
instead.
That she agrees with that, but
well, she definitely doesn't agree with it.
Here's a long lob into Eubank. 7 seconds on the clock. Eubank working on Pollock. Going to try to get a shot off. They are going to get one off. Barnes from the corners. No good, and that's your score at halftime. We're all tied at 15, folks. Blackman in Oakland, and you're listening to State Farm 7AAA Basketball Tournament coverage on WGNS. We'll be back with the halftime stats and more as we continue with our coverage. Stay tuned.
The gift shop at Reeves St. Drug Store has everything you need for celebrating life. We focus on you when we select unique gifts and accessories. Our garden and home selections will make you ready for entertaining or quiet relaxation. Our mom and baby shop is full of beautiful clothes and special books and gifts for little ones. We have two locations, inside Reeves St. Drug Store at 1801 Memorial Boulevard and inside Middle Tennessee Medical Center. Also, visit us at reevesane.com.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. As far as items for your floors, obviously we think about carpets, but it goes a whole lot farther than that.
We're also well known for hardwood, ceramic tile, laminate, custom area rugs. We also do a large amount of commercial business.
Sometimes things that were popular at one time come back again. It looks like shag carpets are popular again.
Shag is definitely popular again.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
At Butts Tire Pros, everything rotates around you. It starts with a hassle-free experience where you're welcomed by the business owners, Bud and Kay Mitchell, and you're never sold anything you don't need. With hundreds of tires available from all major brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich, your tire investment is covered by the nation's best warranty package featuring roadside assistance. For local service you can trust without the hassle, visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or call 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
All right, Walter Dixon here is about to try to take his $10,000 check home. He's got to hit a layup, free throw, top of the key, and half court in 24 seconds. They're getting ready to start the clock. And here we go. Dixon with the layup. He missed the layup. He's got to do it again. Got to hurry. There's the layup. So he got the layup. Now the foul shot coming for Walter. Needs to hit this one. Missed it all. So his time's running out. Didn't have a rebounder there as well.
Now he's got to do it by himself, doesn't he?
He's only got 5 seconds. Hits the free throw off the front of the rim. Missed the free throw. So he only got the layup there. So Walter does not win the $10,000. However, he's got a great list of prizes coming his way from Andy DeGraw at Intersource. He's got lots of prizes sticking back there. He's going to win a Blu-ray player and all kinds of great things and gift cards and whatnot that have been put together there by Intersource and Andy DeGraw. So
a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
You're playing for your school, too. I mean,
that's right. He was playing for Riverdale, so doesn't win the $10,000, but Andy keeps throwing stuff in his bag there. He's got like two or three bags, so a big hand there for Walter Dixon. And congratulations to him for giving it a try there. He's throwing the Intersource ball up into the stands there to somebody for Oakland. They're throwing them out here as well. So, John, I even got one, little Intersource basketball. Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, bringing you the Intersource 24-second cash clock. We're going to do something special in softball and baseball season, too, so we invite you to stay tuned for that. We're going to take another break here as we are at halftime, 15 apiece, Oakland and Blackman here on State Farm. 7AAA basketball tournament coverage from WGNS.
At Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. While you and your pets are indoors hiding from the winter weather, be sure to check out our selection of toys to keep them entertained. And if you want to relax this winter by starting or upgrading your aquarium, here at Animal City, we have all of the freshwater and saltwater supplies on your shopping list. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, that's next to the bowling alley.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm District 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage continues here in just a few moments. But while we have a break in the action, it's time to announce the 2012-2013 All-Rutherford County Middle School Girls Basketball Team, presented by WGNS, Primetime Sports, Intersource, and Winners Trophies. From Blackman Middle School, Bria Dial, Taylor Freeman, and Alex Booker. From Central Magnet, Sydney Smith. From Christiana Middle, Brooke McClure and Alexis Whittington. From Eagleville, Mallory Mosier. From Laverne, Shay Roberts. From Middle Tennessee Christian School, Abby Buckner and Cammie Adams. From Oakland Middle School, Deja Boyd and Jackie Powless. As we continue the all-county team, girls basketball team, presented by Primetime Sports, Intersource, and Winners Trophies. From Rock Springs Middle, Tyra Hughes, Keisha Brady, and Brandy Furby. From Rockvale, Lexus Story, and Emily Dahmer. From Siegel Middle School, Leah Hennings. From Smyrna, Caitlin Moore, and Candace Gaines. From Stewart's Creek Middle, Brianne Alexander, and Taylor Vaughn. And from Whitworth Buchanan Middle, Leah Johnson. That is your 2012-2013 All-Rutherford County Middle School Girls Basketball Team, sponsored by WGNS Primetime Sports, Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, and Andy DeGraw. I want to say thanks to Andy for his sponsorship this year of the middle school basketball teams and Winners Trophies. Kelly Hockenberry at Winners Trophies and Sporting Goods always does a tremendous job on the plaques. This year, 51 total girls and boys on these two teams have been highlighted and received a beautiful plaque from Winners Trophies and Sporting Goods, and we want to say thanks to Kelly for that once again this year, stepping up and helping us highlight these young people. If you want to take a look at the photos that we took during our picture day, head to goprimetimesports.com and look on the right sidebar. You'll find all county team. And there you will be able to find the photo that we took. You can download the large picture, parents. So if you'd like to have that, we took a full-size photo. You can download that, and you can see who's who in the picture as well. So take a look at it. GoPrimetimeSports.com and look on the right-hand side, and you'll be able to see it there. And again, thanks to Intersource and Winners Trophies for helping WGNS Primetime Sports present
the 2012-2013 all Rutherford County Middle School basketball teams. This has been the girls' team announcement, the boys' team a bit later on, and we thank you for listening in here to State Farm Prep Sports coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament. We'll be back to more of that coverage coming up here in just a few moments as we continue on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
While other banks have closed branches, First Bank is on the move, and we're excited about it. I'm Ben Weatherford, and First Bank is constructing a new state-of-the-art branch in front of the Publix supermarket on the New Salem Highway. We do have experienced bankers like Brandon Burks, Al Miller, or Joey Allison who are eager to assist you and your business. So come on by or visit us on the web at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett, with friends who are just like me, totally obsessed with this thin crust heaven. Ned can't even keep his parents out of his room.
They watch me all the time, and I think my mom found my stash of Sir Pizza boxes.
They're just after your square slices, man. Ned, stay strong. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession. On East Main, South Church of Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Hello once again from Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. This is Lenny Farmer. As I speak to folks about their need to prearrange their funeral, more and more questions come to the surface. Questions like, does Jennings and Ayers guarantee the price for life? Yes. Is there more than one type of cremation program offered? Yes. Can I use my prearrangement plan at another funeral home, say, if I move out of state? Yes. Friends, these questions and more can easily be answered by calling us at 893-2422.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Stats here from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies and Sporting Goods and Game Day's Team Sports. Ellen Riggins for Oakland with 8 points, 3 points for Emily Eubank, 2 for Caitlin Oliver, and 2 for Shelby Gibson. Eubank with 3 fouls for Oakland. For the Lady Blaze, Micah Norris with 4 points, 5 points for Crystal Dangerfield, and Amanda Pollock with 3 and 2 points for Angel Allen. Nobody with more than 2 fouls there for Blackman. And for the team stats, 16 rebounds for Oakland, 14 for Blackman. From the foul line, 50% for Blackman, 3 of 6. Same for Oakland. Turnovers, Oakland with 7, Blackman with 3. Here's the key stat for both teams. Oakland, no three-pointers, 6 of 19. They've been pretty cool from the field, 32%. But so is Blackman. 5 of 24, 21% shooting. They have 1 first bank 3. Blackman missed 16. Their last 16 attempts from the field, and it was late in the first quarter, their last field goal, but it's tied here at 15. Free throws and cool shooting for Oakland kind of kept them in it. Now a look at your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, 39-38, MTSU leading, or Arkansas Little Rock leading in that game. And under 2 minutes, make that under about 6 or 7 minutes to go in that game. And also, other scores from today, Riverdale Girls 74, Smyrna 59, 74-59, Riverdale Girls the winner in the championship game. Will take on the winner of this game. Blackman Boys defeated Oakland 69-57. Blackman a winner. In boys, they will play the Siegel Laverne winner coming up. And that is an update on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and it is final. 11-6, MTSU beats Ball State in baseball today. 11-6, middle baseball, a 2-0 start. Here for the second half, what should be a humdinger. Here's John Dinkins. Blackman and Oakland tied at 15.
Blackman will get the ball back here. Brian, as we start the second half, we'll have those starting lineups for you in just a second. Crystal Dangerfield has it. Left side to Pollock. Bond, Norris, and Johnson make out the starting lineup for Blackman. And it's out of bounds. And it'll be a turnover Blackman. For Oakland, it's Sylvia Barnes, Emily Eubank, Caitlin Oliver, Ellen Riggins, and Shelby Gibson. Starting lineups for the second half brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Game Days, Team Sports, and Winners Trophies. I want to thank Winners Trophies. They have been a big help to us over the years.
Did a bang-up job on those middle school basketball all-county team trophies or plaques, 51 of them.
Eubank has it inside, lob to Gibson. She's got a lane, and she scores. Give her a little step there, and she got ahead and got the points. She has four. Spent a lot of the first half on the bench with fouls. Norris, oh, did she walk? No, but she got the pass off to Dangerfield.
She got away with one.
Yeah,
that's
I think
happened.
You're right. 17-15 Oakland. Bond going baseline. Goes up. Reverse layup missed. Rebound Riggins. Over to Eubank. And remember, Eubank playing with three fouls. Across the timeline into the front court goes Eubank.
Field goal drought continues. 17 misses now in a row for Blackman.
Riggins turnaround jumper from 15's good. They left her open. She just took it. She's got 10. And the lead is 19-15 for Oakland.
I think that's their largest.
The way the two teams have been shooting, if anybody gets a substantial lead, you kind of have to, you know, you might be in trouble. Here's a long jumper. Dangerfield, she answers with a first bank three. Big shot by Dangerfield. And there's a timeout on the court. We'll take 1-2. 19-18. Oakland leads Blackman by one. We'll be back.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
For decades, Farmer Brothers Insurance and the Murfreesboro Insurance Agency have been serving our neighbors. Now they have joined forces because sometimes more is more. Claiborne and Taylor is one of Murfreesboro's largest locally owned independent agencies. More options and more personal attention. Drop in for their open house on Friday, October the 12th, just behind Tire World on Memorial Boulevard. Visit ClaiborneTaylor.com for more information.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over three decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland with the basketball. They throw it away immediately to Johnson. Dangerfield going to go in, put it up against the glass. Fouled by Riggins. Her first foul. Oakland leads it 19-18, 6:10 to go in the third quarter.
John, they finally ended that drought of misses, 17 in a row, and then that big three by Dangerfield, and then that drive right there giving her some points here at the foul line. So maybe they have climbed out of their funk here a little bit.
First one from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line is good by Dangerfield. She has 9. She'll take another one here. Isaac shoots it, scores. She has 10. She leads the Blackman scoring. Barnes throwing it in under full court pressure. I'm going to think the Blackman defensive pressure is going to intensify. Barnes to Oliver. Good job there. Oliver backs it out. Now gives it to Riggins. Trying to give it inside to Gibson. Throws it away. Another turnover for Oakland.
Back-to-back possessions with turnovers for the Lady Patriots, and they trail by one now.
Oliver inside to Johnson. Moves, goes up. Layup missed. And now Miller draws a foul over the back of Gibson. And Miller picked up her third foul. Morgan's not had an opportunity to play a whole lot due to those foul situation. Here's Barnes to Riggins. Eubank playing with 3. Barnes trying to get it across, looking for help. Going to have some problems if they don't, and that's the 10-second violation and another turnover. That's 3 times now down the floor. Oakland hasn't been able to get it across.
10 turnovers now, and you are definitely right about that defensive pressure being turned up here by Blackman.
20-19, Blackman has a 1-point lead.
You know, when the shots aren't falling and your offense is struggling, defense is one place where you can make that up, and I think that's what Blackman's done.
Over to Pollock, back to Dangerfield. Blackman leads by 1, going to gun it from way outside, short. Rebound Norris, flips it out to Miller. And they'll set it back up. 5:19 to go in the third. Blackman leading 20-19. Blaze Dangerfield looking for a pick now. Just hands the ball off to Pollock. Over to Norris. Knocked around by Oliver. Morgan gets it inside to Johnson. This time, the foul going to be picked up by Gibson. That's going to be her third.
Okay,
Johnson kind of just, Johnson just kind of going in with her body toward Gibson.
It's almost like she was trying to draw the foul. She was trying to avoid it, but I guess a little of both.
Free throw good by Alex Johnson. She only has 1 point. That's the first one. Caitlin King going to come in. Johnson shoots from the fans hitting air free throw line. Misses that one. Rebound King. Over to Barnes. King needs to give Oakland, if you're an Oakland fan, some quality minutes here while Gibson's on the bench. Here's a drive inside. Barnes may have walked. They're going to call a jump ball. Kind of ran into Morgan Miller. Jazz Bond getting ready to check in.
Oakland very fortunate there. The possession arrow in their favor, but they were fortunate they didn't turn the ball over there.
Miller coming out. Oakland will throw it in, and there's in the backcourt it goes to Oliver. Oliver to King at the high post. Flips it to Eubank. Eubank trying to drive, gives it to Oliver. She'll stop, she'll pop. It's no good. Rebound, Norris. Micah has it, bringing it across. Good defense again by Blackman. Over to Pollock. Bounce pass down low to Bond, having trouble hanging on to it, and Barnes takes it away from her. Now Pollock gets in there, and that was a good play by Pollock because it's going to give Blackman the ball back.
Well, they're very fortunate here, too. You know, same thing, possession arrow in their favor. Almost threw the ball away.
21-19, Blackman leads it. 4:30 to go in the third period. Bond being pressed by Riggins. Gives it over to Dangerfield. The defensive pressure by both of these teams has just been tremendous tonight. Dangerfield gets a pick from Bond. Stop and go. Fadeaway jumper. Miss. King down with it. King looking for some help. Gives it over to Barnes. And here's a foul on Norris. That's really kind of a sweet thing. Caitlin King sometimes doesn't know how strong she is. So she pulls her elbow and knocks Johnson down, and she almost stopped to check on her, you know, before. And then she realized she had to get the ball away. Kind of a sweet gesture there by King. Unless I'm sadly mistaken, but I believe that's what it was. She was almost
that's
didn't get the ball
like.
Up. Yeah, didn't want to give the ball up. Checking for her. Here's Ansley Eubank in the game along with King now coming off the bench for Oakland. Riggins to Eubank. Long lob into Oliver. Going to go up with a layup. Good. That was a nice pass. Oliver with four. Here comes Blackman. We're all tied at 21. Norris baseline goes up. Fouled by King. She'll shoot two. From the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Fans Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966. 893-7930. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Micah Norris trying to give Blackman the lead. Free throw's good. Norris with five.
Lady Raiders trail 45-42 with 36 seconds left. UALR basketball.
Second one up. And rolls no good. King down with a rebound. Blackman has a one-point lead. Here comes Oakland. Eubank back to Ansley Eubank, to Oliver, to Riggins over in the corner. They try to get it inside to King. Flipped out, goes off of Morgan Miller. Here's Kennedy Killings coming in the game for Blackman. And out goes Norris.
Boy, Jennifer Grandstaff and Chad Hipton are coaching their hearts out. These teams are really laying it on the line. This has been a tough, grinded-out basketball game.
Here's Oliver to Eubank between the circles. Now right side to Eubank. Emily to Ansley. Now to Oliver. Back out, high post. Goes down low to King. Going to make a move. Puts it up. Knocked down. Riggins had a lane and missed the shot. Rebound. Here comes Blackman with it. Dangerfield, always dangerous from here. Now she backs it up. 3:05 to go in the third. There's that give and go. Now gives it back out to Killings. Bond going to take a three. It's up and no good. King down with another rebound.
I thought that was going to go.
Over to Eubank. Ansley to Riggins. Oakland trailing by one. They get it to King inside. Trying to go up. It's King. She misses the shot, and it's going to belong to the Patriots. Johnson getting ready to come back in for Blackman.
Blackman's now missed five in a row after that three.
22-21, Blackman. 2:40 to go in the third. Kaylin King comes out, and Kira House coming in for her. Eubank having trouble getting the ball in, and now it's knocked around. Good defense. Angel Allen, who just checked in, down on the floor with Riggins, but the ball is going to belong to Oakland because of the possession error.
The last three times, it's been in the favor of who almost turned the ball over, so that's kind of uncanny that it happened that way.
They lob it out to Riggins, now to Eubank. Sweeps it around the left side to House. Back to Eubank between the circles. Back in the front court now, over to Eubank. Emily to Riggins to House. Running in over to Oliver. Riggins going to drive, going to go up, going to draw a foul. Either Johnson or Killings, we'll find out in just a second. And it looks like Johnson.
Jennifer Grandstaff thinking that it should be two shots, but
Dangerfield going to get a breather, and Pollock going to come in. The lead is one for Blackman. Here's Oliver at the foul line, going to drive, go up, bank it off the glass, good.
I don't know how she got that one to go, John, because she fell. She actually maybe turned an ankle. She came down hard on her elbow, it looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, and I think she was trying to avoid, because somebody fell, and she was trying to avoid turning an ankle while she was going up with that shot.
Well, Oakland now ekes out a one-point lead.
Eke is a good word for this game. 23-22.
Points are so hard to come by in this one.
Pollock has it, trying to get it across, and does to Johnson. Picked up by Eubank. Long pass, and now they're going to call an offensive foul on, I think, Jazz Bond. And Chad Hibden does not agree with that, but it is on Jazz.
Kind of coming off that screen, and she just was that House? I think she nailed House.
Well, there's a lot of opportunities. Both teams have had some opportunities to get some points on the board. This is one where Oakland has a chance. They are leading by 1 point. But the biggest lead of anybody, I guess, has been about 4 points. Here's Barnes. Sweeps it across to House. Now left side, Eubank. Ansley Eubank. Back to Ansley. Now over to Barnes. Oh, she walked and did not call it. Yeah, they finally did.
I didn't mean to call it for him or you and I both, but...
Oakland fans are really mad at you now, I can tell you that.
Well,
Blackman's basketball, 23-22. They trail by one.
It was obvious to everybody here in the gym, I think. Don't you agree?
At this point, no, I think you were the only one. Yeah, it was obvious. Here's Dangerfield between the circles. Lobs it over to Pollock. Looks for Bond at the foul line. Turns, spins, puts it up with the left hand. Good, and she is fouled. That was a nice move by Jazz Bond. Foul on Riggins. Put that up with her left hand, Brian. Pretty nifty. 24-23. Blackman back in front. We're in a seesaw affair here. Free throw's good by Bond. 25-23. 1:21 left to go in the third.
I think Oakland led by four at one point. That was their biggest lead. Probably about the same for Blackman.
Here's Barnes to House. Over to Ansley Eubank. Ansley being picked up by Allen. They feed Eubank in the corner. Emily spinning. Going to drive. Stops. Fadeaway jumpers. Too strong. Rebound. Bond flips it quickly to Dangerfield. Across the timeline. She streaks across. Stops. Gun. Shoots from 10. No good. Rebound. Barnes. In some traffic, in some trouble. Now gives it over to Eubank. Long pass to House. Blackman by two. Oakland with the ball. 40 seconds to go on the third quarter clock. Here's Barnes. Looks inside. Now House. Gibson sitting on the Oakland bench with three fouls. Here's Eubank. Feeds Eubank the little one. Over to Barnes. Inside, they try to give it to Riggins. I think there's a foul over the back Jazz Bond.
Miller and Norris going to come back in for the Lady Blaze.
Miller in for Bond. Leading score for Riggins has been 10, but she's been held pretty much shut out. 2 points this quarter. Throwing it in is Eubank. Feeds Riggins, going up in some trouble. It's not a shooting foul, but a foul nonetheless.
It's going to be
Morgan
on Miller.
Yeah, that's her fourth foul. She really hasn't been able to get in the flow of the game tonight due to foul trouble. She's still out there. Chad Hibden may just go ahead and play her.
Well, she just checked in.
Riggins, 8-footer, no good. Rims out. Rebound, Dangerfield. Here she comes. Crystal, between the leg dribble, now stops back, gives it over across court to Pollock. She'll take the three. It's up and is off the rim. Barnes doing a great job on that weak side. Has another rebound. Barnes flips it to House at the horn. The jumper's no good. And we've completed three quarters of play. Folks, nothing's been decided. It's Blackman 25, Oakland 23. You're listening to State Farm 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS.
At Murfreesboro Automotive, you'll never feel like you've paid too much for auto repair.
We've not had any one person show up and say, I didn't know it was going to be that much.
Chuck Haynes at Murfreesboro Automotive.
We get everything cleared before we do the work. When someone shows up to pick up their car, there's no surprises. None.
Whether it's a minor oil change or major engine work, ASC certified technicians at Murfreesboro Automotive can handle it all. They're just off Broad Street on Ridgely Road, turned between Chewy's and Chili's.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's crown jewel.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Each year, Toots Restaurants supports the Lady Raiders and the MTSU Blue Raiders basketball programs. If the Blue Raiders or Lady Raiders score 100 points, bring your ticket stub in for free wings at Toots. You can bring the whole family in and eat very reasonably at any of our three locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun.
If the Blue Raiders or Lady Raiders score 100 points, bring your ticket stub in for free wings at Toots.
Good food and fun.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And welcome back in. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Lady Raiders lose to UALR 51-43. But they'll still hold a two-game lead because it looks like Western Kentucky's about to lose as well. So don't lose any ground. Still leading by two games in the Sun Belt East.
Starting the fourth quarter, Dangerfield with a long three. And Alex Johnson going to be over the back of Shelby Gibson. Hold on to your hats, Buckaroos. We've got quite a quarter getting ready to come up for you. 25-23, Blackman leads by two. Shelby Gibson going to go to the line to shoot 1-1. Now free throws have become critical. They're very important, and there's the first of two right here.
Quite a dandy here tonight. Low-scoring game. If you like defense, you love this game.
Shelby Gibson, 1-1. The free throw is up and missed. Rebound, Johnson. Comes down with it, Dangerfield. Over to Norris. Lobs it over to Johnson at the foul line. Now gives it back out between the circles to Dangerfield. Picked up by House. Give it to Norris. Over to Pollock. Trying to look inside to Johnson and do. And she throws it away. Oakland wanted to run. But, boy, it's hard to run against Crystal Dangerfield. She's fouled. House goes up and hammered by Dangerfield.
Well, that's quick on quick right there.
Yeah, it certainly is. House going to go to the free throw line. Two shots this time.
Haven't said a lot about it, but, man, what a crowd here. There are folks everywhere here at Smyrna High School.
Free throw missed. She'll get another one. Well, two ranked teams in the state battling each other. And then you've got another big one coming up with Laverne and Siegel. Both free throws missed. That's three now that Oakland's missed. They trail by two, 25-23. 7:13 to go. This one is a long way from being over, however.
Oakland's missed their last three from the field as well.
Norris to Pollock to Dangerfield. Cross court to Norris. Inside, trying to get it to Johnson. That's where they want it. And she scores. Gibson couldn't really do a whole lot against her. And Johnson scores her third point. 27-23 Blackman. Eubank with the basketball.
Oakland led by four at one point in the game. Now Blackman leads by four. It's been that kind of a game. I don't think either team has had a lead any bigger.
Gibson gives it out to Barnes. Will make that house. Over to Barnes. Oliver on the bench right at this point in time. Gibson puts it up and it's no good. Gets her own rebound. It's knocked away by Morgan Miller. That was a huge play. Dangerfield working one-on-one against Barnes. Miller open for three. Swish! Morgan Miller hadn't gotten to play much because of foul trouble, but she just hit a big shot. Timeout on the court with a score. It is now Blackman 30, Oakland 23. We'll take a break. We'll be right back, or maybe not.
Hi, I'm Andy, and we're Intersource. We offer the best in TV, internet, phone, home theater, and much, much more. If you're looking for
a superior sales experience,
815-1800.
An installation experience with attention to detail,
815-1800.
Extraordinary customer service,
815-1800.
A company that cares about taking care of you,
815-1800.
Go to the source,
Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
6:13 to go in this ball game, and Blackman has built a 7-point lead. Big possession here for Oakland. Gibson dishes back out to House. Stops, shoots. It's blocked by Norris. House gets a rebound, however. And now a whistle and a foul is called. Going to stop play, and the foul on Norris. And House going to go to the free throw line.
If you'd like to hear the Blue Raider men's pregame and the game, you can tune in now to 89.5 WMOT. They're playing Arkansas Little Rock. Doubleheader there. The Lady Raiders have already lost today. However, we will be bringing you the tape delay broadcast of both of those games after we're finished here.
House misses the free throw. That was a 1-1, by the way. To Miller. Over to Allen. Back to Miller. Open again for three. He's going to take it again. It's short this time. Rebound. Barnes. Over to House. 30-23. Blackman. Riggins. Down low. Gibson. Gibson. Basket good. And she's fouled. I thought he was going to call a walk because she kind of shuffled her feet. But Gibson gets it up there and now has a chance for a three-point play, and Morgan Miller is going to draw her fifth, and she is going to have to say goodbye. She contributed a big three just a minute ago. 30-25 the score. Coming in is Jazz Bond.
Jazz Bond, is she playing with any foul trouble here, John?
Jazz.
She's got two.
Shelby Gibson with a free throw. Chance for a three-point play, which is kind of big here to cut it to four. If you're an Oakland fan. Free throws missed. They've missed a bunch here in the third and fourth quarter. Rebound, Pollock goes it out to Dangerfield across the timeline. Let's see if they chew some clock up here. Dangerfield behind the back dribble. Now stops, guns way outside. It's going to be out of bounds. And it's going to be Oakland's basketball. 5:12 to go in this one. It's way too early to call this one for sure. Eubank has it in some trouble. Now tries to dribble through. Needs some help. And a timeout call by Jennifer Grandstaff. And we've got a 30-25 lead. And we will take a break and be right back. Blackman leads it.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student athletes.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 7 AAA basketball tournament play on WGNS, brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air.
Big timeout by Jennifer Grandstaff. May have saved a turnover. Gibson puts it up. Jumper good. Gibson with another basket. She's got 8.
Well, that lead is now down to 3, John, for Blackman.
30-27, 4:42 to go. Pollock working on Barnes. Now Bond, Riggins pushes her out to the front court, really.
A 5-0 Oakland run. Blackman took a 7-point lead, and now it's only 3.
Here's Dangerfield, now going to Allen. Eubank on her. Emily's played this whole second half with 3 fouls. Here's Bond. Over to Pollock, open for 3. Good! Emily Pollock with the first bank 3, and a timeout called here from Blackman High School. From Smyrna High School. 33-27 our score. Blackman takes a 6-point lead.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell, call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today, 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Now's the best time to make your yard the talk of the neighborhood. This is Lester Martin, and it's the perfect time to let Martin's Home and Garden plant trees, shrubs, and perennials. Plus, we do leaf removal. From residential to commercial, let our expert landscape designers come out for a free estimate and craft a magnificent lawn, office center, or whatever you need.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
District tournament coverage brought to you in part by Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, Smyrna Bowling Center, Jones Car Wash, Franklin's Print Works, and the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike.
Oakland with the basketball. They trail by 6. Eubank in the corner. Now gives it out to Riggins. Long jumper, no good. Rebound. Johnson sweeps it off the boards. Outlet pass to Dangerfield, behind the back dribble, goes up, puts it up, misses the shot, rebound Riggins. Oakland with the ball. Eubank across the timeline, now gives it over to Riggins. Tries to feed it inside to Gibson. She does come down with it. Gives it over to House, to Angela Eubank, who checked in for maybe some 3-point shooting. Over to Emily, inside to Gibson. They're going downtown with her, inside, out of bounds. Ball belongs to Blackman. Oakland crowd didn't like that one. 3:28 to go in the game. Bond going out. Johnson is in along with Allen.
This could be a big possession for both teams, John. I think Blackman, if they could score here, they put more pressure on Oakland. Oakland wants to try to get the ball back.
Made about 6 passes to get it through the timeline. Ball almost thrown away. Pollock over to Norris. Back out to Dangerfield, and they may eat a little clock here. Eubank all over and almost stole it.
Well, Norris was open, and so was Dangerfield. They didn't even look at the goal, so I think you're right.
Here's Johnson going to drive baseline, and now offensive foul. And I don't know. It was right in front of us. Barnes maybe had possession. I'm not sure. I don't know if he had position on it. It looked like she was still moving, however. And Alex Johnson picks up another foul.
The tough part there about that for Johnson is she kind of lost her balance as she was going baseline, and when she did that, it almost looked like she was leaning in, and I think it's just because she lost her balance on the drive.
Eubank brings it across the timeline for Oakland. Ansley also in there, along with House, Gibson, and Riggins. Allen picks up Eubank. Gibson Top of the key now to House, right side. She takes a few dribbles, may have walked. Over to Ansley Eubank, to Emily Eubank. Here's Eubank driving, lays it up in from the left side. Emily Eubank with five. 33-27.
I think it's 29.
I think you're right. 33-29. And ball goes out of bounds.
It's going to be the sixth Blackman turnover, and it is 29. 33-29. I got it on the board.
You saw my look when I looked up there.
Yep.
4-point lead. Oakland has the ball on the turnover. 2:17 to go. Big possession now here, Brian, for Oakland.
That's right. If you're Blackman, you don't want to hold, keep them from scoring, but Oakland needs to score here.
Eubank, Ansley gives it over to House. Over to Emily Eubank. She's going to drive, goes up. No, flips it to Riggins, drives baseline. Goes up with an 8-footer, rolls off, no good. Gibson saves it. Now she's going to push it up and in. Big basket, Gibson.
Boy, what a move there by Shelby Gibson.
Put it up high and a timeout on the court. As Oakland comes back to cut it to two, it's Blackman 33, Oakland 31. We'll be back with more State Farm 7AAA coverage.
Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Walk in, walk out.
It's hot and ready whenever you want it. It's hot and ready. Get it tonight.
Drop by Little Caesars and pick up a large, freshly made hot and ready pepperoni pizza for only $5. No need to call ahead. It's hot and ready all day, every day.
Hot and ready.
Three local locations on Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza.
We are at Olympus Athletic Club here in Murfreesboro, and we're asking people why they joined Olympus.
I like to go to the group exercise classes. I have toned since I've been going to the gym.
Olympus Athletic Club has two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville and one in Spring Hill.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. We have the least expensive, most intensive athletic clubs in Middle Tennessee.
Get in the best shape of your life. Join Olympus Athletic Club. Online at gymolympus.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 7AAA basketball on WGNS, brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
Blackman with the basketball, 1:47 to go in the game. 33-31, Blackman. Bounce pass, Pollock. Big basket from the left side. Nice assist by Johnson. Pollock's had some couple of big baskets. Oakland with it, trailing by four, 35-31. Emily Eubank has it, and ball is intercepted by Allen to Dangerfield. Dangerfield has it to Norris. Long jumper, no good. Rebound, Ansley Eubank. A minute 10 to go. Riggins, Oakland's got a score here. The left-handed layup is missed by Riggins. Dangerfield down with another big rebound. Long pass, Gibson knocks it out of bounds with 56 seconds to go. Blackman leading by four and a couple of opportunities, and the ball just hasn't gone in for Oakland. Blackman has done a good job of getting that rebound and giving them only one shot.
Gibson doesn't knock that away, John. Probably a layup there for Angel Allen. So good defense there, and that's been the case all night for everybody.
Norris almost lost it. Gives it over to Allen. Sets it back up. And a foul going to be called on House. And that's probably a good foul. That's the fifth foul. They can go for the basketball if you're Oakland. But the good side of it for Blackman is you've got to get them to the free throw line, and that's going to take a while. We're going to take a 30-second timeout and be right back. 35-31, Blackman leads.
The time is now.
Saturday, February 23rd auction at 3016 Bradyville Road in Reedyville. A nice home with two bedrooms will be auctioned off. The home sits on 2.5 acres. Again, this auction is going to be in Reedyville at 3016 Bradyville Road, Saturday, February 23rd. See pictures at bobparksauction.com.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
You want to listen in to the Blue Raiders versus Arkansas Little Rock in the men's game? Tune in now to 89.5 WMOT. We will air the rebroadcast of the Lady Raider game and the men's game right after our district tournament coverage. Right now, final 49 seconds. John Dinkins, take it away.
Alex Johnson in some trouble, and a whistle and a foul going to be called. Riggins and Angela Eubank had her trapped. Well, it's on Eubank.
Oakland's got to do that one more time, John, to put Blackman at the line, and they're just trying to do that.
And maybe do it without too much time going off the clock as well, Brian. Here's that danger field, and quickly, again, they do it. Eubank, who's got some fouls to waste, picks up another quick one.
Well, I'm not sure that you want to send 32 to the free throw line, though. But, I mean, Blackman's a pretty good free throw shooter. If you're in this situation, they're a pretty good free throw shooting team.
Yeah, all around they're starting five, including Alex Johnson down there. So Dangerfield going to go to the free throw line for some important free throws. 46 seconds to go. Free throws missed. Rebound, Riggins. Oakland needs to score quickly if they're going to try to do that. Angela Eubank drives in the lane, and so they say she traveled.
I think that's the case, John.
It'll be Blackman's basketball. They have a four-point lead.
Well, that's a missed opportunity because she missed the front end of the one-and-one, and that's when you want to take advantage of those because you've only got two more chances or three more chances before they get the double bonus.
Sylvia Barnes is back in the game. Dangerfield takes it all the way down the floor, and Emily Eubank fouls her. And probably a wise foul.
You know, the thing about that foul is the official anticipated it, but Emily never touched her. She stuck her hand out in front of her, but I don't think she ever touched her.
Shelby Gibson getting ready to come back in for offensive purposes.
That's also four on Emily Eubank.
36 seconds to go. Blackman trying to reach the finals against Riverdale. Free throw good. Dangerfield with 11. She leads the Blackman Blaze.
Saw her at the MAC last Sunday, just shooting around with her dad.
Second free throw is up. Rolls good. 12 points for Crystal Dangerfield. 35 seconds. Here comes Emily Eubank across the timeline quickly. Now a stutter step and a throw it up there, and it's no good. Rebound. Blackman. Kind of rushed that shot. Now a foul. Reach in on Riggins. We're down to 23 seconds, and I'm afraid Oakland Patriots are running out of time if you're an Oakland Patriot fan. If you're Blackman, you got to hit these free throws, and you're looking pretty good, Brian.
Well, you hit these free throws, I think you are. Had Oakland been able to convert on the other end, it might have been a little different story, but especially if Dangerfield hits these free throws, that'll put him up by eight.
Missed it. Riggins. Another chance for Oakland. They throw it away. Norris going to go up against Riggins, and she's fouled with 16.2 on this clock here.
And the fact about that, what just happened there, is now she gets to attempt two. It's not just one and one because she was shooting.
At the fans' heating and air free throw line is Micah Norris to shoot. First one is up, and it is good. Micah Norris drains it. She has 6 points. Jazz Bond getting ready to check in for this final 16.2, and Amanda Pollitt going out.
3 for 5 here in this fourth quarter for Blackman at the foul line.
Second one, no good. Rebound Riggins to Eubank. Clock moving at 14, 13, 12. Here's Eubank, partially blocked. Oliver's got it. They're going to give it inside to Gibson. The layup is missed. Gibson gets another one. It's good. 3 seconds, not enough time for Oakland to do anything about it. And that's your ball game. As Shelby Gibson puts in the final basket, but it's not enough as the Blackman Lady Blaze defeat the Oakland Patriots by a score of 38-33.